I couldn't hold myself, but I have but to add this small addition to the previous Dvar Torah, because I think it's a beautiful mashal, a parable, that explains exactly the idea we said earlier. I think I've said it in the past, but I still want to give you the option to listen to it, so I'm sending in a different clip. We said this idea that we can't really understand why everything is for the best, but we have to know that it is for the best. And through this, there's another Gemara we can understand. The Gemara in Menachos says that Rabbi Akiva was tortured. He was tortured by the Goyim, and the angels came up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, how can it be? Rabbi Akiva is the epitome of Torah. He learns so much Torah, he teaches Torah, and that's what the reward he receives. The words they used, Zoi Torah v'Zoi Schora. Schora, this is Torah and this is the reward of Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu silenced them and said, if you're not going to be quiet, I'm going to bring the world back to the way it was before I created the world, where everything was a mixture, tohu vavohu. So the question is, well, what's going on over here? So Rav Shlomo Kluge explains it through a story that once upon a time there was a king, and the king required a new garment to wear. So he went through the people and he found that the best tailor was this Jewish tailor. So he went to the Jewish tailor, he gave him all the materials required, very, very expensive materials, and he started working on the garment. After a couple of weeks, he finished creating it and sewing it up, and then he gave it to the king, and everyone was so amazed by how beautiful it was. It was an incredible, exquisite garment, and the king's wearing it. And of course, all the people that are close to the king were very jealous of this Jewish tailor. And straight away they told the king, for sure he pocketed some of the material, there's no way he used all the material for this. So the king had no choice but to confront this Jewish tailor, and he said to him, listen, everyone's complaining that you pocketed the material. Can you please prove to me that you didn't take anything to yourself? So he said to him, give me this. And he takes the exquisite garment and he starts unraveling it. And the king is up in arms and says to him, what are you doing? What are you doing? This is so beautiful. How come you're ruining it? So he says to him, dear king, the only way I can prove to you that indeed I did not take any of the material is by unraveling it and weighing each material separately. And you'll see that it's one-to-one exactly what you gave me. This is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers back to the angels. If you really want to understand why it is that such a thing could be for the best, that Rabbi Akiva is going through this, I have to bring the world to the beginning stages and show you, and only then you'll understand. So you have to trust me that everything is for the best. And yes, we all know what a level Rabbi Akiva reached, but at the end of the day, for reasons we cannot understand, what he went through was for the best. Yiratzon that we'll take this lesson and have it in the back of our minds as we go through life. Good Shabbos.